Welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode of the OKR's Q&A podcast, also known as the OKR Corral, where OKR insight is the king. I'm your host, Tim Meinhardt, president and CEO of Attruity, an OKR consultancy headquartered in our nation's capital. Before we begin, if you're an OKR fan and enjoy our podcast, please subscribe, leave a review, and explore our website at attruityone.com. And finally, should you have a burning question you'd like addressed in future episodes, please drop us a note at contact@attruityone.com. In this exciting episode, we have the distinct pleasure of spending some time with Martin Bothieri, the co-founder of Axie7, an OKR software company located in Europe. Axie7 is an ISV Salesforce partner providing AppExchange applications for data quality and goal management, specializing in the OKR marketplace. Martin is an IT engineer with over 20 years of experience working in business analysis, software implementation, and architecture design for enterprise software solutions. An entrepreneur passionate about the Salesforce ecosystem since 2006, he is a highly experienced consultant and an executive for several IT startups. Martin provides some unique perspective into the world of OKRs and OKR software. So please, everyone, grab that cup of coffee or your favorite beverage, put in those earbuds, and enjoy our episode. So Martin, welcome to the program. You know, before we get started, I want everyone to know a little bit about yourself, but we were trying to talking offline here for a second. And the first time you and I met, which was you spoke about listening to our podcast. And I'd love for you to share with our audience kind of how you found our podcast and why it allows you to complete your exercise and run much more efficiently.
Thank you, Tim, for your time. And that is a pretty good question. My name is Martin Bothieri. I work as a CTO of Axie7. And the team, we are focused. We are a company working creating software, mainly focused on OKR software. And the team was really excited about all the materials that you were publishing and saying, "These people is great. These people is bringing really good material, and the podcast is having a lot of good stories." So I'm working from home now in this crazy time that everybody is working from home. Right. And the only time that I have is when I go outside for running. So I start listening to your podcast and I start running longer and more time just to listen another episode, you know. So thank you for sharing all this good material with the rest of the world, because I believe that it's pretty good.
Thank you, Martin. Gosh, that is so kind. And I remember when you said that, I was really touched. Okay, so let's dig into this OKR world a little bit with you, because people are going to love what you have to say. So what would you say the state of the global OKR market is today?
Okay, I believe that now the OKR framework is more relevant than ever before. And the main reason for that is not just because the companies and keep having a mindset of new companies that you need to grow really fast and you need to adapt really fast and you need to align the team for that. But the COVID, the pandemic is changing everything every month, and the people is working from home for most of the companies. So this framework, from my point of view, makes an excellent tool that is helping the companies to drive efficiency. So the companies are embracing and are looking more and more for this type of solutions, and just to overcome the situation, no, the global crisis.
Right, absolutely. Well, thank you for that. So tell our audience a little bit about your OKR software and how your software brings the OKR program together.
Okay. So we are a company, an ISV partner of Salesforce. Salesforce is a CRM, the most used CRM in the world. And actually 90% of the company the big company, the 100 Fortune, are working with Salesforce. So we were working in this market for 15 years, and we start building some software related with basically with data quality. But like 4 years ago, we discovered that the framework of the OKR was really important, and we were using every single day Salesforce for our operations. Mm-hmm. So when we start using Salesforce and OKR combined, was a natural adoption for the team. So basically, our software is a native solution within Salesforce that we are offering on every company that is using to drive operations, sales, support, and many other things that you can do in that platform. And the best advantage for our customers is the natural adoption of the customers. However, we encounter many failures before. No, it's not just like you install this application. Everybody is used to Salesforce, so everybody understands how to use the tool. However, the secret of the OKRs is not just that you understand how to use it, but you need to learn how to craft them. And not just that, also you need some sponsorship from the company. So I believe that after finding the right tool for you, could be an Excel tool, could be a software solution, could be our solution, you really need to enable your team to understand what is behind one objective, what is behind a key result. So you need to train the people to understand how to craft properly, how to define properly in a balanced way the key result. No, I know many companies that the first feeling that they have with the team is that the team is just building a to-do list. No, they are building some kind of a task list on the key results, and they are tracking progress of that. And so they are not like fully understanding. So it's crucial to have a good program where the people understand the essence of the framework. And the, for us, our customers, the adoption of the tool is natural.
Wonderful, thank you. And kind of to that point a little bit, what do you think are some of the largest challenges to putting an OKR program together and really getting it launched successfully?
Okay, so let me tell you, because we have around 30 customers using successfully, but we failed with many of those customers at the beginning. Some of them had experience in the executive level using OKRs. However, as I told you, when they try to expand the use of that framework to every single employee, they fail. They hire some consultancy to train the people to actually try to transmit the proper use of the OKRs. And when in one of the faster company that I worked, they have an amazing impact when the CEO actually embraced the practice and was the main sponsor of the practice. He worked really close to the consultant that was implementing that. And the secret for them was to put a team of champions for every single country and department. So they really push really hard with a good tool, with a good program of training, but also with an internal team that enable the people to actually transform into an OKR-driven culture. No? When you actually, every single meeting that you have, the OKRs are on top of everything. So I really like that experience, and we start like pushing our customers in that direction. It's a combination of different factors. The success is not just one good software, one good framework. You need a combination of different factors for this.
I couldn't agree with you more, Martin. In fact, we've just recently published a small ebook that we give away. In fact, for our audience, if you went to contact@attruity1.com, it's the 7 C's that we've identified that we think you should keep an eye on as you go through that implementation. Because you're 100% right. It isn't just one single thing, but it's having that overall concept of where it is that we want to get going. And And you mentioned a critical component is you do need that C-suite behind you. To swim upstream right out of the gate is a very, very difficult event to try to make a successful implementation. And then we listed as the second C, which is the champion, making sure you have some champion that is passionate, that understands OKRs, that's committed to this, that they're willing to be able to work with everyone and stay engaged when things get started. And as you know, Martin, look, this is about, I hate to use the term failing forward, but it really is about learning how to do OKRs. And, and you know, that journey that everybody goes on, it sometimes is a little bit different and unique for everybody. I'm actually, right before this podcast, I was working with a particular organization that's new to OKRs. And where they were 10 days ago and where they are today, they have moved mountains. But they've just started on their journey. Wouldn't you agree with me that it really is a journey?
It's a journey, totally, totally. And you need to learn a lot and you need to adapt constantly on that journey, because something that is good for your company today, probably you need to adapt that over time. So it's a total journey.
Yep. So, all right, Axie 7, what makes your software organization one of the leading providers of OKR programs?
Okay, I probably will repeat myself on this, but we are a Salesforce ISV partner. We were working on this environment for more than 15 years. Our team is really experienced on this platform, and Salesforce is not just a CRM, but it's a platform. You have different solutions for different industry, and you have a lot of good things. So our solution, basically, one of the biggest components that we have for the success is, as I mentioned, the adoption, the natural adoption of our customers, because they are not feeling that they need to go somewhere else to fulfill the information, just to complete or check how is the progress of the key result, how is the alignment of my objectives, but they are just working on the opportunities, on the cases, on the leads, on the campaigns, on the marketing. And by doing that job, constantly the OKRs are there. So we try to be in a natural way in the same environment that they used to work. But our secret is the platform itself. Now, the platform is compliance. It's one of the most secure cloud platforms that you have in the market. You can customize the platform. It's really easy to extend our product. If you want to measure something else and you have a technical team, those teams can expand our product, can modify a bit data, and can be integrated with many other things, you know, like SAP, and you can bring a lot of information. So the system is going to push the information, and other people is going to push the information into the system. And you have tools like analytics, artificial intelligence. In fact, we are driving a pilot program right now of generating a lot of good information on top of the key results using machine learning. But using machine learning, we are trying to innovate here, like saying, okay, these key results, we grab a lot of information regarding the experience of the person that is putting the information there. What is the path of that people, the rest of the information that we have in the system. And we combine all that data and we have different models of machine learning that is actually giving a lot of hints and alert to those champions or the manager or the leaders that actually want to help that person to drive results towards those key results. So the platform is giving a lot of opportunity for our company, and we are using every single component of Salesforce.
Well, you know, that AI and ML right now is a very, very hot topic. And it makes such logical sense that one of the discussions I have with people is, what do we actually measure? And it's an inexact science of sorts, but the more that you do measure, you begin to realize what those key things that may be a little bit different than one other measurement. And so through having that ability, that might be a wonderful differentiator for our audience to consider. So how about anything else? What would you tell us? Anything else you want to mention about your organization and maybe where the vision of your organization is heading here? And is it in that space of AI and ML? And I know that I like the fact that, you know, when you're in Salesforce, you know, you don't have to enter another program. You know, your operation is right inside there. And I think people get a little bit software crazy, you know, going from system to system.
Yeah, it was several customers are sharing the feeling, no, when they have to implement something that is new, that the people used to be reluctant to adopt new practice to do something else. So that's the reason why we take that advantage. So talking about our vision, right now our focus is we are trying to combine all the innovation, all the good tools, because we are a technical company. You know, we build software. We are all 90% of the team is a technical team. We are really passionate about all the innovations that Salesforce is rolling out. So what we want to do is just try to create a concept of a OKR-centric solution to help the employees, the remote employees in this circumstance. So we want to we have a really extensive and hard roadmap that we want to deliver to help employees that are working remotely. Because we believe that all the communication, if you can put the OKR, when the OKR is understood and is adopted by the employees, you can drive the entire communication, alignment, and feedback and motivation on top of that. So we are setting a lot of different features like the one-on-one, the check-ins, the information, the reviews, the training, a lot of things that are on a combination of different solutions that we have just to enable the employee to be well communicated with the rest of the peers, with the subordinates, with your manager, and be the whole time feeling that you are helping actually to be successful in your company and to achieve all the goals of that, the company goals, no? Because we believe that the company should have one top goal and everybody should contribute in that direction.
Wonderful. Thank you. Martin, this has been a wonderful discussion. I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to have you on our program. And as I mentioned and to my audience, that when I first met Martin, he said, "Tim, I love your program.
I really love it.
When I go out and I run," and I said, "Martin, you have to be on our program." So today, Martin, you're on our program. And I can't thank you enough for doing so. Any last insight that you'd like to share with our audience about objectives and key results and, you know, as they march toward their journey in successfully implementing OKRs?
Okay, thank you very much for your patience and your time having me on this amazing program. Actually, I really enjoy every single post. And what I would like to share with the people is just to be patient, just understand what is the essence, and more if you are in the leadership position, if you are in the executive team and you want to see some results overnight, you need to be patient and you need to understand that until this became part of the culture of the company, you are not going to see actual amazing results. You are going to have good results. However, when you reach the point that everybody is following this practice, the results are going to be amazing. So have patience and iterate a couple of times on that program for you.
Well, Martin, thank you. And that's wonderful insight. I agree with you completely that that patience and taking your time and allowing people the chance to become comfortable with it is where truly you get those profound results as you move through the OKR journey. So Martin, again, thank you so much for being on the program. I wish you all the best this year in 2021. And I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you very much, Tim. And greeting from Spain.
Bye. Bye-bye now.